here in Donegal. In the past, we were known as a very seasonal county. People never really thought of it coming near us from September onwards. Over the last sort of 10, 12 years, in conjunction with Fáilte Ireland and the Wide Atlantic Way, we made a conscious decision to try and make Donegal open all of the year round. You know, if you look at Bundoran 15 years ago, it was, you know, open for a couple of months of the summer. Now it's open 12 months of the year. There's something on every weekend in Bundoran. Dunfanaghy, the exact same thing. Ardra, the same thing. So I suppose our biggest asset here from a hotelier's point of view is our staff. So that's why we want to try and, you know, ensure that we can get through this very serious crisis and offer job security to our staff. And the only way we can do that is by keep trading, even if it's not viable for a couple of months. We have to look at the bigger picture and, you know, we'll get through this storm. As I say, it might not be financially viable, but it's the only way that we can offer full-time security to our employees.
There's also the added risk as well that we could have maybe experienced a bad winter, something similar to what we experienced back in 2010. And I know that hit the hospitality sector very, very severely as well. So with a cost of living crisis going on and this uncertainty, you could say hoteliers are maybe taking a chance here.
They are. But as I say, you know, we have to protect our number one assets, and our number one asset is our staff. You know, the costs, you rightly mentioned, you know, they've gone through the roof. Some of them are scary. We would say some of the costs are out of control. But at the end of the day, we will get through this. And, you know, come next Easter, we want to be in a position to open our hotels up fully and avail of the businesses there and make sure that Donegal is seen as a year-round tourism destination. You know, the jobs in tourism, you know, they're not just in Letterkenny or Donegal town. They're right throughout every corner of the county, and you know, that's why it's so important for us from a tourism point of view here in Donegal. Tourism wouldn't be as important, you know, in somewhere like Dublin or Galway, where there are so many other jobs available. But here in Donegal, tourism is a number one employer, and it's very important that we as an industry protect that.
In order for the tourism industry to be successful, it's vital that as many hotel beds will be available as possible again come the start of the tourism season next year in early March, traditionally around St. Patrick's Day, whereas other hotels now are going for the option maybe of taking in refugees. In order for this tourism sector to be successfully locally, we need to have as many hotel beds as possible.
Yeah, you know, you're rightly what you said there. There's a crisis in Ukraine, and, you know, that's first and foremost in everybody's mind. Quite a percentage of hotel beds here in Donegal are taken up by refugees, but we must just get the balance right. And speaking to colleagues around the county, you know, as I said, they're going to try and trade through this crisis.